Good morning. Today the church celebrates Friday of the 22nd week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Luke chapter 5, verses 33 to 39. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins, and no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" Jesus made brilliant use of imagery to describe what is important in life. He compared his ministry to new wine. Then he said that this new wine required new wineskins. In other words, the traditional way of doing things would no longer be enough. Yet Jesus also had great respect for his tradition, for his own Jewish tradition, and the scriptures of his people, all of which nourished and inspired him. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus declared that he came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to complete them. He did not pretend to be starting from scratch. There was much in Jewish tradition that he valued, but he wanted to bring that tradition to a greater richness and fullness. He came to renew Israel's tradition, not to toss it aside. His attitude suggests that we don't simply discard our religious tradition, but neither should we idolize it into a set of static rules and practices. The church is always in need of reform and renewal. The new wine of the Holy Spirit will always require new wineskins. The work of renewal will always involve honoring what is best in our tradition by allowing its rich potential to be fully realized.